Oh, man. I am full this morning. How about you? What do you mean? You're saying I'm full of it? Yes, I am. And may I be more full of him. Amen? That's the quest that we're on. As John the Baptist said, he must increase and I must decrease. Amen? I hope that's your heart cry, because I know God's not finished with me yet. He's still got work to do, and I welcome that work, even though my flesh says, that's off limits. I don't want you to go there, Lord. But he needs to, and I need him to. And the same goes for you as well. Well, I want to, there's actually so much I could probably preach. Two messages from John chapter 14, but I'm going to preach one this morning. So let's just read together John chapter 14. I'm going to just read verses 1 to 17, and then I'll also read verse 27 and verse 30. Habit, that's fine. But this is the verse that the Lord spoke into my spirit this week. It's actually verse 1 and verse 27, which says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going." Thomas said, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. How do we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." That's truth. "If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you know him and have seen him." When you see him, Jesus. Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said, "Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I have to say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. We'll stop there. And verse 27, I call this, when I see it in the scripture, I call this bookends. It started at verse 1 and to verse 27, the same words. Do not be troubled. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. And verse 30, I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he has nothing in me. And that verse, I just want to quickly say a little about that, verse 30. Some translations say, he has no part in me. And why is that? Because faith has no room for fear. Jesus had bulletproof faith. The devil could not get in, could not get him to do what he desired him to do, because his faith was secure. His love of the Father was secure. And the same is true for you. But you have to walk in that. You have to confess that. You have to believe that. You have to stand in faith in that. The challenges we are facing today require faith, unshakable faith, faith in God, faith in His Word, faith that believes for the impossible, faith that declares, I will walk by faith and not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7. Faith that moves what appears to be immovable. Faith that says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. As I was preparing, the Holy Spirit was reminding me of a story in the Gospels in Mark chapter 5. A synagogue official named Jairus was pleading with Jesus because his young daughter was on death's door. And he knew there was no hope, but he believed that there was hope, that Jesus, in his compassion, if he came, if you only touch her, he said, I know she will be healed. So Jesus agreed. The crowd is traveling, wants to see what's going to happen. And the messengers come from the house. Don't bother the master any further. She has died. And Jesus says this to Jairus in Mark 5:36. Do not be afraid. Only believe. That's a verse for today. That's a verse when you look at everything that's going on in the world. Do not be afraid. Only believe. And so I've entitled this message, Believe in Me. And you'll see that it says that a number of times in John chapter 14 in various ways. So believe in him is the first point, verses 1 and 10. He says, let not your heart be troubled or distressed or agitated. The Amplified says, believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on Jesus. The Passion renders that, don't worry or surrender to fear. I was recalling a glorious old hymn. I think I've shared it in the past. It's called Trust and Obey. The chorus goes, trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, nor a cloud in the sky, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt, nor a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey, and so forth. And it just highlights the fact of that verse that we must endeavor to walk by faith and not by sight. Because lots of times things appear to be without answer, without our ability to overcome them. And sometimes that is true, and that's why we need the Lord. But God always has an answer, and there's always an answer in His word. If we will only seek Him and then speak the word of God into our situation, the whole atmosphere, even if the circumstances don't change, the atmosphere changes and your faith rises up above what you're facing. So he says in verse 1, Gospel of John chapter 14, believe in God the Father, believe also in me. Really, if we were to paraphrase this, Jesus is saying through John, we walk together and we are in agreement, the Father and I, in everything. I am in the Father, it says in verse 10, John 14:10, I am in the Father and the Father is in me. And quote Romans 8:28, we work all things together for your good because you love me. You have faith in me. You trust me. You believe my word. The Father is abiding in me and does His works, it says in that verse. So we need to trust no matter how things appear. He will sustain you. He will protect you, and He will provide for you. Psalm 56, verse 3 and 4. When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. No, it's a choice to not be afraid. The flesh wants to rise up and evaluate things on the basis of what it sees or what it feels. But the spirit looks at things a whole different way, in God's perspective, according to God's word, and according to the word of faith. Two verses that are in later in our passage, John 14:27. Do not be troubled, do not be fearful, it says. And again, John 14:30. The enemy, the devil, has nothing in me. He has no place in me. I give no ground to him. I will not budge from my position of faith. What that verse is saying. That's when fear comes in. When we transition from faith, when we give up our position in faith, fear has a chance to worm its way into our circumstances. Secondly, in our text, John 14, verse 6, we need to believe He is the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life, that verse says. So let's dissect this. He is the way. John 10, verses 9 and 10, says it in a different way. I am the door for His sheep, in other words. If anyone enters through Me, he shall be saved. And that word is variously translated safe or well. He will be safe. He will be well, in other words. And shall go in and out. Be free. That's really what it's saying. If you can go in and out, you're free to come and go because you're trusting Him. And find pasture or provision or answers. If you're looking for answers, there's only one place you're going to find them. That's in Jesus. I've had some times in my life where I was totally at a loss. And if God didn't intervene, I was going to be in deep, you know what, poo-poo. But God always does, you know, but what He does in the testing is most important. Will we persevere? Will we trust Him when it looks like no answer? There's nothing forthcoming. When things appear like we're at a dead end, will we still trust? Will we still confess and speak the name of Jesus as we sang earlier in that song? The thief comes, John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal. What does he come to steal? What's yours? What is God's provision for you? What is God's answer for your dilemma? He only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Destroy you and destroy your faith in the Lord. And replace them with fear. Jesus said, I have an answer. This is why I came. I came that they might have life. And have life abundantly. Or more abundantly. And so the second thing, it says, I am the way, I am the truth. John 1 14, reading later in the verse, the glory as the only begotten Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. He ushered in the period of grace. The New Testament and the Old Testament, if you read them, they're all true. They're all truth. But you see the grace side versus the law. And Jesus absolutely was full of grace and truth. John 8, 31 and 32. If you abide in My word, then you truly are disciples of Mine, and you shall know the truth. You shall know Jesus, in other words. And Jesus and His truth, and the truth shall make you free. So here's what it says in the Old Testament, Psalms 119, verse 16. The sum of Thy word is truth. It's all truth. Now, I heard someone say that I know. I heard they said, well, not everything in the Bible is true. Well, yeah, it is. But you have to choose to submit to it in the Spirit. You may not understand it. You may not up here figure out, well, really, what is God saying? But if you filter it through the spirit man, you'll get a whole other outlook and understanding of what truth is. And it says, thirdly, he is the life in that verse 6 in our text, John 14:6. John 1:4 says it this way, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. 1 John 5:20, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding in order that we might know him who is true. And we are in him who is true and in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. God is so patient with me. He's so patient with you, whether you realize it or not. One of the things that amazes me most is God has never given up on me all these years with all my blunders, all my mistakes and shortcomings. He doesn't ever say, that's it. I'm writing that one off. I hope you're glad about that. That's what he says. He doesn't say that about any of you. That's what grace is, and that's what grace does. Grace always gives second chances, third chances, fourth chances, and fifth chances, and so forth. So we need to believe in him because he's with us. He's with you, and he's for you. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For you must believe that he is, not just that he is, he is God. He is who he says he is. And he is a rewarder of those who seek him, who dig deeper in the faith, deeper in the word of God. Because he will, I promise you, reveal himself in and through his word. Only believe in him. You know, Jesus said that, and I quoted it in Mark 5:36. The report was to Jairus, your daughter's dead. That's it. Don't bother Jesus anymore. Jairus' faith said, what? If only you touch my daughter, she will be healed. So Jesus said, only believe. Don't listen to that report. Listen to the report of the Lord, the word of the Lord. Believe in him. Thirdly, believe in his works, Jesus says in verse 11. Believe on account of the works themselves. If you don't believe what I'm saying, look what I'm doing. Look at the healings, the deliverances, all the things that are happening before your very eyes. You know these people. You know that they were born blind and so forth. There's no other explanation but Jesus heals. Jesus saves. Jesus delivers. John 5:36, for the works which the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. John 10:25 would be another verse to support that. John 10:38, believe the works that you may know, or the verb there in the Greek, it's like ongoing action. What it's saying there, not that you know, but you keep knowing Keep believing. Don't doubt that you may know, it says, and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. They are inseparable. They work in harmony. They work in unity. They're never in conflict. How about that? Never disagree. Wow, I wish I was like that. I wish you were like that. First John 3:8, the Son of God appeared for this purpose, to destroy the works of the evil one. The works of the devil, the stealing, the killing, the destroying. John 10:10. He came that we might have life, that we might experience true life and life abundantly that can only be experienced in Christ. Speaking to Martha, prior to Lazarus being resurrected, John 11:25 and 26, I am the resurrection and the life, and everyone who believes in me will live, even if he dies, speaking of eternal life. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Again, pointing to eternal life in Jesus through the sacrifice on the cross of his precious blood on behalf of all who will receive him. These will become what? Sons of God, daughters of the Most High. So we need to demonstrate by works, by living a life of faith, that we do believe in him. James says, and we all know this, faith without works is useless or dead. James 2:26. And number four. Believe, TLP. The Lord provides. You never heard that? Even a non-Christian quoted that to me one time, but he did it sarcastically. He said, TLP. I'm like, what? The Lord provides, right? He was mocking my faith when he said that, because God had sent me to that company as a witness. He was convicted. That's why he mocked. And he tried to get me, and he did succeed in getting me fired. The only time I ever got fired from a job, and I did nothing wrong. Brought a bad and false report, and the owner believed it. The Lord provides, verses 13 and 14. Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is Jesus speaking. And two other verses, we're not going to read them, John 15:16 and John 16:23 there. Matthew 7:7, the perfect seven. You know that verse? You should be able to quote it. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. You don't have to wonder, is it door number one, door number two, or door number three? Jesus is the door. The door will be opened when you seek him. First John 5, 14 and 15. This is the confidence we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, that he hears us. And we know if he hears us, we have that request which we have asked from him. Ironclad guarantee, promise in the Word of God. Unless you're asking something that's not according to his will, according to your flesh, he always provides what you need, not necessarily what you ask, or what you want, I should say. Psalms 84. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. He gives grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from them who walk uprightly. Do not have a cold or the flu. Need to do all you know to do, and Jesus will do everything else as you stand in faith. Thank you, Jesus. My God shall supply, Philippians 4:13. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Doesn't matter if you've been out of work for 6 months or 6 years, God has an answer, and in his time, he will answer. But in the meantime, you need to stand in faith. You need to speak his word. You need to trust him in the face of adversity. When everything else is saying no, God's word says, yes, I am with you. I am for you. And if he is with you, who can be against you? He will bring the increase in your faith as you keep believing. You know, it's okay to not have the faith you need. But don't let fear rob the faith you do have. Just be honest. Tell him, Lord, I need more faith. Help my unbelief. As another story in the gospel says, I do believe, but help my unbelief. We're all going to, at one time or another, be at that crossroad where unbelief wants to dominate and supersede faith. We need to choose faith. We need to choose to stand during those times. It won't make sense. Life doesn't always make sense. But you can bank on this. Jesus is rooting for you. He is, the Bible says, he ever lives to make intercession for you. Do you know what that's saying? He's praying for you when you want to throw in the towel. When you want to say, enough, I can't take it anymore. He's praying that you won't give up. For when you are weak, the Bible says, then he is strong. Glory to his matchless name. And number five, and as I said, there's way more in this John 14, believe in his abiding presence. You know, I've heard people over the years say, I don't feel God. I can't feel his presence. He's not answering my prayers. He doesn't care. Lies, lies, lies. He is always with you. He's just a moment away. If you'll only come, you'll find that to be true. Believe in his abiding presence from John 14, 16, and 17 in our text. Talks about the Helper, capital H. It's talking about Holy Spirit. Talking about the Spirit of Truth, verse 17. Talking about Holy Spirit, just in a different, with different words. Talking about his presence that abides with everyone who believes in him. Everyone who has called upon the name of the Lord and was born again and was saved, was answered. He heard your cry. And the Bible says he delivered you from all your fear. Fear has no place in you unless you give it, unless you open the door and give it a way in. His abiding presence. John 14, 26, the Helper. He will teach you, says later in our text. Psalms 41, 12, and thou dost set me in thy path of life, in thy presence. In thy presence is fullness of joy. It's not talking about, oh, look what present I'm going to open on Saturday. That's not joy. Joy is in something inside. Yes, you're happy. I got just what I wanted. God always gives you just what you needed. That's what joy brings. Psalms 36, 9. With you is the fountain of life, and in your life we see life. We see things as they really are when you bring revelation to our circumstances. Oh, I didn't get it. I didn't see it that way. Well, that's what revelation is. You're seeing it the way God sees it. He reveals it to you. Psalms 16:11, you will make known to me the path of life, and in your presence is fullness of joy. So we need to believe that we can do all things in through Christ who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13. We need to exercise the faith that we have, and he will give you the faith that you need. Sometimes they're not the same. Exercise the level of faith you have and ask him for the faith you need to overcome your unbelief. I mean, that's a sobering thought, that we can have unbelief, that we don't trust him enough. But the Bible also says, whatever is not of faith is sin. So if we speak something or if we do something and the foundation is not faith in Jesus, then that, my friends, is what is called sin. You can believe he does all things. And he will help you overcome your unbelief. He says you can do it because of his love. Romans 8, 28, you are more than conquerors through him who loved you and still loves you. And I will end with a well-known verse from Isaiah. Isaiah 40. He gives strength, verse 29. He gives strength or grace to the weary. And to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait on the Lord will gain new strength, fresh strength. Strength that is needed to come to overcome to victory. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. That's God's perspective. You're not a chicken, you're an eagle. God bless you as you meditate and soak in this word and all of his word. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. Have a merry